We are in the Christmas season, and every day for us is a day of giving thanks, because the gift God gave lives and operates in our lives every day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So blessing is flowing. Amen. The blessing of God is flowing. And get ready to receive His abundance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to praise God, continue, and I told you, I'd say it, we're going to talk about grace. And we're going to go into a little more depths of it. And what do you mean, getting a revelation of grace? You know that song that I was raised on, most of you, and they were singing Amazing Grace, and I still know it, And when I was a child, I really didn't grasp what they was talking about. And when I was young in the Lord, I just knew it was talking about grace. And I always heard it's God's unmerited favor. And that didn't register too much. You know, fable. And but when I got filled with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God became my delight, that I desired the Word more than my necessary food, grace took on a different light. It's amazing, God's greatness and goodness. And I'm going to dismiss the children just a minute. I got up about 5 minutes earlier than I normally get up, maybe 10. And I'm going to use my time wisely for sure.
Amen.
And if you try to dismiss yourself today, you might run into a problem. But I want y'all to listen to me today. Listen to what the Holy Ghost is saying. People are being born. That's true. We have more people on planet Earth than ever before, but people are dying. And every time somebody die, you know the people that I know about, my first thought, well, they say, I am so concerned, so that is so in my heart. And it would be remiss or it'd be a kind of a shame for me to stand up here and preach just for you to feel good and get thrilled and half of you were lost and on your way to hell. You hear what I'm saying? I'm not saying that you are, but I'm saying if that's the case, what good is it? You know, even you run around the church building a little while. But if you're not born again, if Jesus is not Lord of your life, if you have not received Christ, what good is it? And see, we put so much emphasis on this thing, that thing. And then another thing the Lord brought to my mind, my heart this morning. And see, everything God had given us in Christ is good. You understand? Everything. And there's nothing that that God gives is not good for his children. But to just be concerned about yourself, just long as I got my bill paid, long as I got a roof over my head, long as I can do what I want to do, and not be concerned about people around you. And there's a lot of people lost. You know and I know it. And for us to not be focused on that, that we will show a true, genuine interest in making sure. I'm talking about myself because, you know, we say things. Now listen, I think it's good just to share a few things. Now I'm going to get to the word. I think we say things out of religion and tradition and we don't search the scripture. And that's what I'm finding out. It is so important. You know, the Bible says in the Acts that those people were more noble than the others. They, when they were preached to, they searched the scripture to see where those things were so that rather than just somebody that's up preaching. And we say things, you know, we say different stuff, and I've said it. Then, but thank God for correction, for understanding. And we say things to, and we don't search the scripture enough to find out what the Holy Ghost or what the Word is saying, and then practice what the scripture teaches. And I thank Pastor Dewitt to get out of it, and because I'm beginning to understand my assignment more and more. And we make statements like when it comes to the lost people, you know, we say to congregation, sheep beget sheep. Y'all, I know you heard that statement, haven't you? Y'all heard that statement, haven't you? But I wonder, what am I? You ever thought about it? Just because I'm a pastor don't mean I'm not a sheep. Hello. And Phillips and Paul writing to Timothy said, told Timothy, and Timothy was a pastor. How many of y'all know that? Timothy was a pastor, right? He told him, don't you forget to do the work of what? Of an evangelist. Amen. And so I'm saying to you, don't, and I'm talking to me too, that don't just come to church. Be the church. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Yes. Don't just come to church. Be the church. We are the church outside of the walls. Is somebody hurting? Is somebody lost? Is somebody in need? And I learned, that's one thing that the Lord have done with me in this area. I saw all the time. I sow. That's why I reap, because I sow. I'm always sowing in somebody's life. Sowing. I ain't talking about just talking good talk. I'm talking about getting rich in my pocket. Okay. Hello? Hello, somebody. And because I sow my time at other people, and in the word, praise God.